About 8,000 Wisconsin National Guard soldiers have served in Iraq or Afghanistan since military operations began there in late 2001. And hundreds more Wisconsin servicemen and women in the regular armed forces have left their families behind to fight overseas. But increasing public opposition to the war makes it even harder for the national program, Operation Military Kids, to fulfill its goal of serving the needs of the children whose parents are fighting. Vicki Edgren is with Wisconsin National Guard Family Program.
We've even had kids who've had teachers or someone in their life who doesn't agree maybe with the war and has portrayed to that child that what their parent is doing is wrong, giving that poor child some kind of conflicts as to, okay, now how do I deal with this, because this is someone I respect. They're telling me that what my parent's doing isn't right.
Edgren says that's why non-military kids and their families are also invited to the festival at the National Guard headquarters in Madison this weekend.
Because we want to educate the general population, not just military people, but people who have come in contact with the kids, that it wasn't the child's choice, whatever the parent decides to do. The child still needs help to be able to deal with the situations they have to deal with.
Tomorrow's event runs from 1 to 4 p.m. and will include a haunted house, games, crafts, and snacks. Wisconsin is one of more than 30 states that have joined the National Operation Military Kids program. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.